to kick things off here this morning, coming off a 61-16 win in a game you heard right here on Sunday 99.7 last night, and of course on yourfortnite.com as well. St. Edmund head coach Matt Dillon joins me. And coach, you know, I don't know what you said at halftime last night, but whatever it was, I think you need to bottle it and sell it, because you have a 34-0 second half there to really just pull away, put that one away.
Well, you know, we felt really good about our conditioning going into the game, number one. It was a hot night, you know, humid night. Guys were cramping. Both teams were cramping up a little bit, you know, start, beginning of the third quarter. You know, it usually doesn't affect you while you're moving around, but all of a sudden you sit still for about 10 or 15 minutes, and that stuff kind of creeps in. But we felt like our conditioning really was going to make a huge difference in the second half of that football game. And it did, no question. We warmed down, and, you know, for a Class A school, out of the 31 kids we have on the roster, all 31 saw significant playing time last night. So 20 of those guys in the third quarter, we were substituting freely. And by the fourth quarter, it was all our number twos and our JV guys that played almost the entire fourth quarter. So, you know, we felt like we were in much better condition than they were, and we feel like we're going to be in better condition than most teams we play. But in our regular rotation, we feel like we can, there's any one of 20 guys we can put on the field right now that's not going to hurt us. So,
you know, one thing I noticed about in the reports I got on the game, you know, you guys went up early. They scored a couple times, took a lead on you in the first half. You told me going into the game that you felt like you guys may have to make some adjustments on the fly, and you may get off to a little bit of a slow start, see some adversity. Well, you did, and you overcame.
Absolutely. You know, and we talk all the time about there's going to be adversity in a football game someplace. You know, and the adversity came for us. We're up 14-0. I think we scored two touchdowns in our first four or five plays. I mean, we've got big play potential all over the field, and those guys really came through with that. But the concern was, what happens when all of a sudden we give up a touchdown? All right, so we did. Now it's 14-8. They put a nice drive together, probably a 15-18 play drive. You know, so our offense is standing on the sideline waiting to get back out, and then we come back with the ball, and we end up turning it right back over to them, and that's when they put that second drive together to score and again get another two-pointer, and now we're down 16-14. It's really cool, really neat to see our guys respond to that. You know, we came right back down the field and scored. We got kicked off, got a stop, and then literally we scored with about 20 seconds to go in half to go up 27-16. And I felt like going into the third quarter now, we got a huge advantage in terms of momentum, number one, number two, conditioning, because we weren't playing a lot of guys both ways full time. We're doing a lot of substitute and getting guys rest on the sideline.
Right.
I think it really made a difference in the third quarter. Eagle Grove was about out of gas, you know, early in that third quarter, and it doesn't help when you keep scoring on them, you know, in really short drives, or one play or two play drives. It puts a burden on that opposing team, and our kids just responded really well, and we got rolling pretty good in that third quarter and made a heck of a difference.
Coach Matt Dillon, my guest, St. Edmund football, coming off a win against Eagle Grove, 61-16. You know, Coach, last year you had stretches. You talked about in that first half last night, you saw adversity, and you turned it over and that kind of thing, and you put yourself in a bad position. And last year, it seems like when you guys did that last year, you didn't really know how to respond. I think it's a mark of your team starting to come of age to see that last night.
Well, there's no question. You know, it was a very young football team from an experience standpoint. You know, played a lot of young guys, a lot of guys that are current seniors that played last year. You know, in a small senior class, only had seven seniors last year. Of that group, I think three of them actually played considerable minutes. You know, and we had two really good seniors. One of them's at Iowa State right now.
Yeah, Nick Lawler.
Nick Lawler. Jackson Bemrick was an all-district player as a linebacker for us. But, you know, we didn't have a lot of other seniors to kind of fill those roles that we have now. And our senior class is outstanding. They're doing a tremendous job. We've literally got playmakers at every position, that somebody that can touch the ball on offense. You know, we had three backs. All three of them probably were close to 100 yards or over. You know, Sean Flattery scored, I think, on the second or third play of the game. Drew Schaefer, our quarterback, first play of the game. Parker Oswald's out there split out as a split in, and they didn't cover him. Drew checks off, hits Parker going down the field. He ends up getting tackled about the 20, but, I mean, it's a big play. You know, it's sure. A 40- or 50-yard play, and we score two plays later and get the ball right back, score again a couple plays. I mean, it was – we were clicking on all cylinders. Now, you talk about the game of adjustments. Yeah, Eagle Grove then made a couple adjustments to some of the things we were doing. It took a series or two for us to kind of catch up with making those adjustments. We did, scored the last two times in the second quarter, and then really got hot in the third quarter. You know, all that stuff makes a tremendous difference.
Absolutely, it does. And we're going to talk about some of the individual performances for you on your offensive end, because you guys were impressive there. But before we do that, you know, of all the numbers you had last night, one sticks out to me, and that's a history-making score for you last night. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Listen, the young lady that you're referring to, his name's Alex Tiernan. Now, Alex is a sophomore. She asked me a year ago at the beginning of the football season if she could try out to be a kicker, and I said, absolutely. You know, and then I'm watching her at the beginning of the season, and it's a struggle for her. There's no question about it. You know, a lot of kids in that scenario, boy or girl, are going to shut it down and say, you know, I'm never going to be good at this. You know, forget it. Well, that's not Alex's mentality. I mean, she's worked her tail off. I mean, she was kicking all summer long over there at the grass field by Dodger Stadium.
Right.
I watch her mom holding her extra point kicks for her and stuff. And I mean, you know, she has worked hard for this opportunity. And Thornton Alljets, who's a senior, is our starting kicker. But I have no reservation of throwing Alex out there just because of how hard she's worked. And I think our kids realize that, and our kids have responded. I mean, as happy as we were as coaches, it was great to see our players be happy for her last night.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
After the kick.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool. You know, and the ironic thing is, you know, she played all JV, the whole JV season last year, our last JV game, and our next-to-last touchdown at Eagle Grove. On the same end of the field that she made the extra point last night, she made her first varsity kick, and that was really, really cool, and glad to see the way our kids responded. Our coaching staff was fired up about it. It was really a great moment, and you know, I'm so happy for her, because if anybody's ever worked for something, she definitely has, and I think that's her whole MO and her whole life. I mean, I don't know how she balances the schedule she has. You know, she's in some college level classes, some mostly honors classes and stuff. So she's got all that homework dealing with that.
Sure.
Then she's also on the JV volleyball team, so she's trying to juggle football and volleyball practice. But it's amazing that she makes every one of ours, along with all. She doesn't miss any volleyball practice either. You know, and then she's in taekwondo. She just does all kinds of stuff. I think she's a black belt in taekwondo. So, I mean, obviously that's taking some work, right? So,
yeah.
So, I mean, just,
you don't have to worry about any of the guys messing with her.
She's my protection, you know, on the sidelines. So, you know how in the SEC they've got state troopers that walk the coaches.
Yeah.
She walks behind me.
Yeah, you've got taekwondo
expert. Yep, absolutely.
It's yours. You know, that's interesting, too, you know, just to talk about all the hard work. And, you know, I'm kind of glad there, and I commend you and your staff for seeing that, rewarding that hard work. I think that's important to do, and certainly it sounds like, you know, she's earned that opportunity, and congratulations.
No doubt. You know, and the same thing with the kick last night, also with the first one she made last year. Last year she came to that JV game after a freshman volleyball game, so she was there late. She's climbing the fence to get to our sideline, trying to put her pads on as she's doing all this, and we scored a touchdown. I said, Alex, go. We got to kick the extra point. So she had no time to think about it. Bang, she makes it. And then the same thing last night. You know, I hadn't told her, now, if we score here, you're gonna kick. So she didn't have time to overthink it, right?
Yeah.
So we score. Alex, go kick. And she grabbed her tee, and she ran out there and boom, nailed it. I mean, it wasn't even close. So
simplify it there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big moment for her. And before we came on the air, you and I visited with her mother here this morning, who's a Hy-Vee employee. And, you know, you just see the just jubilation on her face.
What a great moment.
It's a great story.
Mother and daughter, for sure.
And those stories like that are what high school sports are about.
No question about it.
St. Edmund, a 61-16 win last night, a 34-0 second half against Eagle Grove. Ran for well over 300 yards. You know, going in, we talked a lot about going into the season, Sean Flattery and Case Baker, and the big playability those guys have. That was on display. Flattery with two rushing touchdowns, seven carries, 91 yards. Baker had two touchdown catches. But really the guy that kind of got lost in the shuffle, at least for me, was Tyler Ross-Maneth. And he was absolutely toting the mail for you last night, 148 yards, 12 carries, and a 68-yard touchdown run by the big man at fullback, too.
Listen, Tyler worked his tail off in the offseason. He started at middle linebacker for us last year and you know, had a really good sophomore year, but we knew we were going to need him because we were going back under center and want to get those three backs involved in the game. And in the wing T, you've got to establish the fullback. The fullback sets up everything for you. And obviously he had a great night. I mean, 148 yards on 12 carries. When your fullback's getting 10 plus yards a carry,
yeah, of course, that 68-yarder
definitely helps the average. No question about it.
You're able to run the ball last night, opened up Drew Schaefer in the past game, four touchdowns for him. Parker Oswald, a great performance, a two-way performance, two interceptions and a touchdown. I know he's a guy that you're counting on big things there, and we know about his ability as a receiver, but, you know, what impressed me is the two picks on the defensive side.
Well, the second one, Rob, was an amazing play. He tipped it up kind of to himself, and as he fell down on his back on the ground, the ball came down to him, and he caught it. I mean, just an amazing play. And, you know, Parker does some amazing things catching the football for us every day in practice. And right now he's probably playing the best linebacker that we have. I mean, he's never out of position. Tackling ability is outstanding. I haven't seen him miss a tackle, you know, in this game, or, you know, getting his head in the right position when you're tackling somebody. And, you know, he's just a solid, solid football player. And is really, you know, last year you could see it coming because he missed his sophomore year. He actually ran cross country his sophomore year, which was my first year here. We talked and we got him interested in coming back out for football last year. He did. He had a really good season a year ago. I think he led us in catches and yards. And,
right.
And I expect him to be one of the leaders in the state before it's all over with. And, you know, we pair that with a guy like Quentin McCarville at the tight end. Quentin's about almost 6'3", probably 185 pounds, and athletic. And
right.
Both guys can go up and catch the football.
Of course, McCarville also had a touchdown catch last night.
In fact, Quentin actually made that call. He came. We're in the middle, coming out of a timeout. Quentin says, "Coach, we run this. It's a touchdown. All right, so let's go run it." And we did, and it was a touchdown. So,
and that's good. You know, when you've got, you know, veteran players and that kind of thing, you can trust them to make reads like that, and certainly that comes to fruition. St. Edmund 61-16 win to open the season. Coach, you got Clary and Goldfield Dows coming up. I know you're going to enjoy this opening win probably a little longer, get back to work, I know. Clary and Goldfield Downs, they've got a little bit of a new attitude, new coach there, and Tim Morrison trying to get things in the right direction there. What do you expect out of that?
Well, you know, I haven't watched any film yet. That's later today. And I didn't even see a score in the game because the score had not been reported to the Iowa Association. So I have no idea what the result of that game was. All I know is this guy, Tim Morrison, coming from Grand Valley State, one of the top perennial Division II programs in the country. I think he's been the offensive line coach there 10 years.
Which is where Steve Mariucci came from.
Yeah. And also, long story short, I believe he was on the Wartburg staff prior to going to Grand Valley State.
Okay.
I think a bunch of the Wartburg coaches, one of the Wartburg assistants got the head job out there, and he took most of his staff with him. So
okay.
He's got some Iowa connections for sure. I expect them to be a disciplined team, both offensively and defensively.
Should be well coached.
Very good, very well coached. So it's going to be an interesting challenge, just another kind of different challenge for us. And we got to line it up and go play. And it's our home opener, you know, and that's always important. Home and road, you know, the thing that I was most impressed with for our guys last night was doing that on the road.
Yeah.
You know, the road, for whatever reason, hasn't treated us very well since I've been here. I was glad to see that they really responded to the scenario and the situation, and that was good. So now we get to do it in front of the home folks for this week and next week, and get ourselves hopefully in a position to take on West Hancock, which to me had a surprising loss last night.
You
know, defending Class A state champs. Now, I don't know anything about Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, other than they're a 2A school, so that, you know, that makes a little difference as well. But I expect West Hancock to continue to get better throughout the season. They're a perennial playoff team.
Really replacing a lot from last year.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
you know,
they're going to be a work in progress. By the time you play them in week four, they're going to look different than they did last night.
Absolutely. Sure. No question.
There's no doubt about that. But you guys have things, you know, rolling in the right direction after week number one. I know you had high expectations. You have high expectations for the season. Had high expectations for the opener. Live up to your expectations?
Yeah. You know, the only thing I was disappointed in, and it's easily because we haven't practiced it. You know, we've tackled that round ring, you know, a lot in preseason. We haven't tackled a human body. You know, that human body doesn't respond the way that round ring
does.
Yeah,
it's a little different. That round ring doesn't dance and juke on you.
So we struggled in the tackling game a little bit in the first half. Well, I shouldn't say a little bit, probably a lot. You know, we're overrunning things, grabbing. We're not putting
wrapping up
and putting a shoulder in there. We talked about it at halftime. Come to balance, you know, get your shoulder on the guy, and let's run to the football and tackle people. And we did much, much better in the second half. So it was just a matter of getting in the groove, and you know, and it all came to fruition in the second half.
In the second week of practice here this week, you guys gonna hit each other this week, or
you know, probably not.
No,
I mean, this is a COVID thing. We're trying to stay as safe as we possibly can. You know, we feel like we got something special going, and we really can't afford
to lose. You're going to score to if you're going to score 60 a point. If you're going to score 60 a game, you can afford to miss a few times.
I don't know that's going to happen every week, but I like our chances of scoring points. I can tell you that.
Certainly, you do, and you guys certainly have the weapons. Off to a good start. St. Evan Gales, 61-16 win last night over Eagle Grove, 34-0 run there in the second half to put that one away. Coach Matt Dillon has been my guest. Coach, congratulations on the win. I know you guys started kind of where you wanted to start last night, and certainly we'll catch up this week and talk to you next week. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, with Claire and Goldfield Downs, what they look like. And
can't wait to get to that tape later on this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to do some digging on them this week, too. But congratulations on the win. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, Rob, thanks as always. You do a great job for the community here. I hope the radio people know how dedicated you are to this, and we as coaches appreciate what you do.
I appreciate that too. It's something I love doing, and it makes it easy. You know, I put in a lot of hours. You know that. You and I know each other pretty well. You know the kind of work ethic and the commitment that it takes for me to do this. But when you do that and you're doing something you love on top of it, you know, it makes it that much easier. If I was going to a factory or something like that, you know, I couldn't do it. But because of the passion that I have for it, it's easier to do. And you guys, the coaches here, the people in this area have made it easier for them.
Well, and you can tell where your heart is. Your heart is with high school athletics. And even though you call the Dodger games, I don't feel like you're kind of a homer for the Dodgers. That's just who you call the games for.
It's who I'm working for those 4 hours.
Exactly. And you know what? Beyond that, you've been extremely fair to us. Even when we struggled a year ago, I never felt like, oh, man. You know,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. With high school athletics, to me, I'm never going to be as critical with high school athletes as I am going to be with college.
Sure.
But it's
sure.
a different, totally
it's
different
deal. Dynamic.
And for me, I've always tried to maintain the mindset that the high school athletes are still kids, and the college athletes are starting to become, you know, men at that point. So there's a different dynamic with that. So, Coach Matt Dillon, congratulations on the win. We'll catch up with you.
Thanks, Rob. See you next week, buddy.
All right.